Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com. I want teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money and their adult lives. With summer beginning and gas prices low, many of us will head for the highway or the skies to take a summer vacation. While you're on your travels visiting new and different places, you may be a bit distracted by different languages, customs, and cultures and forget to follow sound identity theft and financial protocols. Here are a few basic tips, along with my 7 identity theft and credit protection tips to follow while on vacation. My husband and I were in Amsterdam on one of those streets they tell tourists to stay away from. We had emptied our pockets and stored our money and passports in the in-room safe at our hotel before we ventured out. As we walked along the canal, my husband pulled me over to one side of a bridge that crossed the canal. While he pointed out the 3 or 4 groups of bad actors who were walking our way, he made me promise I would follow his lead once we pushed off the railing of the bridge. Counting to 3, he waltzed us away from 4 attempts to bump us, pick our pockets, bounce us into the canal, and push us into a parked car. We arrived back at the hotel, out of breath, yet safe. I felt I danced with Fred Astaire through one of the most dangerous parts of the city. Remember, you are a mark no matter how hard you try to disguise yourself. You still look like a tourist, and the bad actors can tell the minute they take a look at you. Even in the safest cities, please remember these tips. Keep track of your purse by wearing it across your body with a strap that is strong enough and more difficult to cut than others. Keep your purse on your lap, which is best, or on the floor between your feet at a restaurant. Don't loop it over the back of the chair where a pickpocket can easily snatch your money, cell phone, or passport from it while distracting you or your fellow travelers. Wallets, money, and credit cards need to stay in front pockets or pouches that fit under your clothes to ward off a bump-and-run approach. Although you may be accustomed to placing your smartphone on the table so that you can see incoming texts, emails, and other notices, don't do this when you're traveling. Just looking away at the entertainment or reacting to a distraction will give a sharp thief the chance to whisk your phone away. Number one, here are my 7 tips. Number one, protect your credit card information. If you are one of the users of the new payment systems on your smartphone, then you want to make sure that you turn off Bluetooth and Wi-Fi as well as the payment system when you're traveling and not making any purchases. Leaving these systems open to hackers and scanners can endanger your private information. Even if you don't use a pay system on your phone, follow this strategy when traveling to protect other private information you have stored on your phone as well. If you travel with traditional credit cards, first remove any credit cards you have that you won't need on your trip. Then remove any cards from rewards programs that you also won't use on your trip. All of these harbor all kinds of information about you, and the less that you carry with you, the less you need to worry about losing something, misplacing it, dropping it, whatever. Lightening your load also allows you to keep track of your cards while traveling and also means you will have fewer statements to check on your return. If you have cards with a radio frequency chip known as RFID cards, then you will need to protect them with either a metal sleeve that you can purchase online or at a travel store, or you can make your own sleeve out of aluminum foil and cardboard, or out of an old-fashioned camera film lead-lined bag, or a foil-lined coffee bag. These cards can be scanned and the data picked up when you are just walking through a store, or waiting for the metro, or viewing an exhibition at a museum. Before you travel, ask your credit card issuer if you have an RFID card or not to help you plan for the safekeeping of your personal information. Don't let your credit card out of your sight. If you're at a restaurant or bar and have a choice between checking out with your server at a restaurant or at a checkout desk, then choose the checkout desk. If there is no choice in the matter, then make sure you get a receipt for your transaction and save it to match to your statement when you get home. Read your credit card slip carefully and make sure the items listed are the ones you ordered and received. If there are any errors, then politely notify your wait person about the discrepancy and get it corrected. Personally, I prefer to use cash in restaurants and bars that I don't frequent regularly, not giving the wait staff the opportunity to give in to temptation, and use your credit card numbers can take a great deal off of your mind when you're in a new place. If a place is particularly busy, it also prevents your card from being returned to another diner, only to be discovered later that the cards were switched after everyone has left the premises. Always check to make sure the credit card returned to you is indeed your card. 2, make copies of your credit cards, passports, and itineraries before you leave home. Most likely there is someone in your life who you entrust with your travel information and your itinerary. It may be a parent, child, best friend, your sister, or your lawyer. You may leave a key with someone to water the plants, pick up the mail, or turn lights on and off in your residence. Before you leave, make a copy of your passport, the credit cards you will take with you, and your itinerary, and leave it with your trusted friend or in a place to which you can direct your trusted friend to find in the event of an emergency. If your cards and passports are stolen while you are traveling, you will be able to contact your friend to give you the information needed to cancel and replace those items. I know of some people who scan those items and save them to the cloud in their email accounts, but I have concerns that if their email is hacked, then all that information will be available to just the wrong people, the hackers. Other friends have photographed their passport and keep the photo on their phone. But again, this is worrisome if your phone is stolen and the phone thief accesses the information. Obviously, you will do everything you can to keep your valuables safe, but you want to be able to continue on your trip with a minimum of inconvenience. So do your best to leave a simple record behind for someone to be able to help you out in the event the unthinkable takes place. 3, use the safekeeping options made available to you by the hotel. Never leave anything of value in your hotel room when you leave it, even if it is for an hour while you're working out or having a meal. Electronic key card systems have varying security problems that can result in your items being stolen. One time, my husband and I were traveling for a meeting, staying at a 4-star hotel. And while he was out, I went shopping at the local mall. When he returned, he used his key card to enter the room, stripped down to his boxers, and crawled in bed for a nap. Just before he turned out the light, he noticed a soft drink can for a beverage that neither of us consume, with a bright red lipstick smudge at the edge. It was sitting on top of the chest of drawers by the television. When I had left him earlier in the day, I was wearing pink lipstick. So he was puzzled, not only by the soft drink that neither one of us consume, but also by the lipstick color on the can. Feeling a little uneasy, he then decided to check the closet, finding women's clothes he did not recognize, and then the bathroom, where he did not find either his toiletry case or mine. At this point, he realized he was in the wrong room, but his key had opened the door. Quickly, he dressed and ran out of that room, found the correct room, which was only 2 doors down, and opened it with the same key card. Besides being terrified that some stranger would find him in their room, he realized that a locked room might not be as secure as we all assume it to be. Since that time, I err on the side of safety and lock everything in the in-room safe, which I check before I finally lock my belongings inside, making sure that it will open with the combo I set for it. If there is not an in-room safe, I will use the front desk's option of a safety deposit box, or I will keep the items with me when I leave the room. In addition, there have been some incidents at major hotel chains where the actual locking mechanism has been hacked electronically by very clever thieves, permitting access to rooms quickly and easily. Protect your valuables by taking them with you to that meeting or locking them up in the safe provided to you or at the front desk. Once you're in your room for the night, make sure the door is locked and that any chain or other deterrent which is provided to you is in place before you settle down to sleep. 4, when you check out of a hotel, return electronic key cards to the front desk, the locked drop box, or take them with you. Most hotel electronic key cards have only your name and your room number, along with your length of stay, embedded in the magnetic strip. However, there have been cases where some personal information has found its way onto the strip to take the key with you and shred it on your return to your home, or to return it to the front desk as you check out. Don't just leave it on the counter and walk away. Make sure you hand it to one of the front desk attendants, or if there is a locked drop box for keys, then leave it there. Don't leave it in your room or throw it in the trash in your room. Since you never know if the data is encrypted or if what each different hotel chain does with your information, it's better to be safe than sorry and handle the key as if it was just like any other magnetic card like your credit card. 5, review your hotel bill before you check out or leave the hotel premises. Yes, you're on vacation and really don't want to be bothered with quibbling over the charges on your bill, but once you leave the hotel, it will be harder to argue that you did not buy those beers from the minibar or that you did not have dinner delivered to your room during the big game. If you're traveling with your family, then you may want to set the ground rules up front with your family members. Hard to keep the kids out of the minibar and those $5 candy bars? Then load up on your favorite candies before you get to the room and keep the minibar locked during your stay. If you choose to enjoy room service, then make sure you get a copy of each bill and make a note of any tip you add or that is added on automatically so you can review those charges before you leave the hotel. If you charge meals at the bar or in the hotel restaurant to your room using your room card, then keep those receipts too and match them against the bill before you leave. Most hotels will leave a draft of your room bill early in the morning before you check out to give you a chance to check things over. No problems, then you're free to leave. Charges you don't recognize, then make sure no one you are traveling with is holding out on you, like your kids ordered ice cream at midnight and didn't tell you. And then politely go over the charges with the front desk staff before you leave. Get a final printout where your charges are zeroed out before you walk out the door. 6, notify your credit card company that you will be traveling and where you will be going. Many credit card companies will attempt to contact you if they find charges appearing from a location different than those where you usually make transactions. If you travel to Houston on business every month, those charges most likely will not alert their fraud department. However, if Toronto, Canada, or Paris, France pops up, then those departments will attempt to contact you and sometimes, if they're not able to reach you, will block the use of your card unless they hear from you. Before you leave, contact customer service and share an overview of your itinerary so the fraud department can still be on the lookout for suspicious transactions and you can travel with ease and the comfort of knowing that your transactions will go through the system. Another thing to keep in mind if you're traveling where your cell phone has reception, there are phishing expeditions that will take place and possibly call you on your cell phone and give you some message that makes you think you have an emergency problem with a credit card or with your cell phone or with something else, and they'll leave a phone number for you to contact, or they will ask you for information on the actual phone call that they make. Be polite, take down the number, hang up the phone, and then look at the back of the credit card that's in question, or if you know your phone number. All phones have a number you can dial to contact customer service. So call back on the number that's provided to you by the provider of the service that's in question so that you don't give out information to some phishing expedition on your phone while you're traveling and create even more chaos in your life. Keep all receipts for your trip and match them to your statement. While you are traveling, you may want to keep a list of any credit card transactions you made, noting the location, the amount, and the purpose. If you travel abroad, you will need your receipts for customs declarations, but then you will need them again to make sure they show up correctly on your statement. If you purchased an item in euros, then you will also be able to verify the currency exchange rate charged to you when the transaction hits your account. Once you return home, you can match your list of transactions, your receipts, and the entries on your statements to verify that these really were your expenses on your trip. Once you return home, make sure you continue good financial hygiene each month to monitor your statements regularly. If your numbers, by some chance, have been stolen on your trip, say by a skimmer at the gas station or possibly by the bartender or the wait person at a restaurant, you may not see anything pop up right away on your credit card bills. On the other hand, they may be really aggressive and start using your cards right away. Just make sure that you keep track of what you actually spent money on, are able to verify that with receipts, and then when you come home, make sure that you're checking regularly, because you don't want someone out there using your card. And if they are, you want to put a stop to it as quickly as possible by calling the customer service number for your card maker, telling them what the problem is, and most likely they will send you a new card and ask you to destroy your old one. Enjoy the places that you visit on your trips. Follow these tips and have a safe and happy vacation. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Take a look at the website, too, www.moneysmarts, for more information. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.